Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Yes, it's time for story time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party, and today's story is entitled The Elephant in the Room. I want to talk to you about the elephant in the room. Everyone seems to know that there's an elephant in the room, but nobody wants to talk about it or even acknowledge its presence. The doors are too small for its entries. The chair and the couch are too small for it to sit on. The ceiling is too low for its head, but it is still right there in the middle of the room, and the elephant is just sitting there. And that is odd, too, since one rarely sees elephants sitting, except in circus shows that are all closing down these days because it is cruel and unusual punishment for people to make elephants sit for long periods of time. It is hard to ignore the elephant, even though everyone is, especially when he shakes his head in obvious frustration and periodically swings his trunk from side to side, and people almost instinctively move their heads out of the way and just keep right on talking. I wonder how the elephant got here. Is there some sort of elephant-sized SUV? Well, of course there are. You see them on the roads every day. But elephants are not licensed to drive. Maybe a friendly truck driver gave him a ride, or maybe he just walked here from wherever he was staying and simply strolled into the house in the middle of the night. And then in the morning, after you've suffered through another long night of arguments and recrimination and accusations and blaming and attempts at make-up sex that didn't work, and you come downstairs with a sullen and hostile attitude and you silently make your breakfast, there he is. He's taking up a lot of space, he's sucking all the oxygen out of the room, and yet no one says a word about him. You are probably not mentioning him for the sake of the kids, or because he's too hard to talk about, or because the hurt is too great, or because you just want to avoid facing the ugly facts about the disturbing inevitability of embarking on some momentous life change that feels like a scary journey. A scary journey into the unknown. Like, what are you going to say? There's a pachyderm of great proportions in the kitchen, and it's standing room only, and I hope he doesn't expect to be acknowledged or require some sort of recognition, because I wouldn't know how to acknowledge an elephant anyway, who is likely to communicate only in Hindi or Swahili or some honest, expressive, and highly emotional language that we do not speak, or would be afraid to speak even if we knew how. And those ears, I'm sure he can hear everything, even what we are thinking, and I hope not, because what we are saying and thinking is, of course, not fit for public discussion. And they say he never forgets, so he has probably already tucked this little incident into his brain so it will never be forgotten. And we better watch the elephant's body language, because elephant trainers say that if an elephant is staring at you intently, or holding its trunk in its mouth, or blowing out a lot of hot pachydermy in breath, that means the elephant may feel threatened or anxious. And come to think of it, the elephant is looking at you, and the air in here is feeling very close, and the elephant's trunk is tucked up in an angry knot, and the sense of dread and anxious anticipation, well, you could cut it with a knife, so it is probably best not to approach the elephant. So how do you get rid of the elephant in the room, especially given how large the elephant is and all of the logistical concerns about its comings and goings and the issues of where it came from and where it would go back to? Well, despite all of that, it's remarkably easy to make that elephant in the room disappear. But I'd rather not talk about it. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.